this whole idea of Der Fischl, not Der Fischl, this is only if you're talking about a topic of Hilchas Bishul, Bishul Basa B'chala, Bishul B'Shabbos, Bishul B'Kogi Pesach, HaGzeres HaKasim, it has to be Bishul. So just like he say that if you have Bishul B'chama, B'Togos HaChama, it's not Bishul Deraisa, so too there's aloha, a formality that it has to be Bishul B'Kli Rishon, Bishul B'Kusheni, Zendach Bishul B'Kach, so it's not labeled as Bishul, unless it's Kaliya Bishul. But B'Negeit of Bliyas, we ought to say, if you have a Bliya and a Kli Sheni, let's say, I had the tray for soup was cooked in a pot and made the pot tray. Then I put the tray for soup into a soup bowl and made the soup bowl tray. Then I take a kosher spoon and I'm drinking the soup and the soup is burning hot. It's above Yatzah lattice bowl. The soup is piping hot. So I should say that it makes the spoon tray, but I have to kosher the spoon also. So that's what the Ramban says, that why shouldn't the Klisheni make tray? The Hilchas Bishul only apply in the three areas where the Gemara designated: Basa B'chala, and Shabbos, and Bishul Korban Pesach, Bashul B'mavushim Amayim. It shouldn't apply to Bliyah. The Gemara says, Maliach Teresteach and Kavish K'mavushim makes a Bliyah B'tzainim. If you can have a Bliyah B'tzainim, you see that you don't need Bishul. So that's what Tesis says, not so. In the Shulchan Aruch, we pass them like Tesis. That Tesis on Mem Beis, on his Beis, that's the whole thrust of the top Tesis, the end of that Tesis. That a bliya that comes, a bliya chamin, that shaloi boif and shal bishul does nasim. It's very pelodic. There's no Ramban Steiner. How can it be more kal than bliya b'tzaynim? We know we have bliya b'tzaynim. Kavish kamavushal maleich keresech is a bliya b'tzaynim that does asim. So why should you say that a bliya chamin only asim if it's derech bishul? It's not derech bishul does nasim. Very strange, but that's what Taisi says. L'chatzila v'choshish for the Ramban shita. But b'riyeved, we're mekel. In Shulchan Aruch, we're mekel. That's a shaila. What's called b'riyeved? So let's say, in the case we had before, they had the non-kosher soup was cooked in a pot, so I have to kosher the pot. Then the soup was poured into a bowl, and a bowl just became drained. So, got to figure out what you got to do with the bowl. If it's a china bowl, we assume that you can't do hagola in a china bowl. Liban you can do. Liban you can do on china. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says it's only Ayde Hagola doesn't come out. Ayde Libana does come out. Yeah, but if you put your china dish into the oven, you turn it on, self-cleaning oven, it's going to reach 950 degrees. It'll probably crack. The china dish will crack. Okay. So the shayla is, what about you have to kasher the spoon? After the soup has already landed in the bowl, the tray for soup has landed in the bowl, then I take a kosher spoon and I start eating the soup. So the whole bliya of the tray for soup into the spoon is ayudei klisheni. So on Shulchan Aruch it says, we paskin like Tosfos. And lechatzila v'choshish for the Ramban. So what do you mean lechatzila v'choshish for the Ramban? That if there's a goy who's going to eat the soup, lechatzila we shouldn't give him a kosher spoon. If I'll invite a goy, I realize I have tray for soup in the bowl, so I shouldn't give him l'chatzila a kosher spoon that he should eat while the soup is burning hot, because l'chatzila v'choshes for the Ramban. So is this also called l'chatzila? What a b'di'evet, I didn't realize it, and we were using a kosher spoon. And now I want to know, do I have to kasher the spoon? Is that called l'chatzila? L'chatzila, you have to kasher the spoon before you use it the next time. But he's saying, no, that's a b'di'evet. L'chatzila, you shouldn't use a kosher spoon with the tray for burning hot soup that's in a cliché. But b'di'evet, once you use the spoon, that's already called b'di'evet, you don't have to kash. So that's an issue that the Chassam Sofer, the Talmid Chassam Sofer held that's called l'chatzila. So l'chatzila, you have to kash it, all the kelim. You have to kash all the kelim. And others usually assume that that's called b'di'evet, that's not called l'chatzila. Yeah. There's a pella, why, how can Tosfos say such a thing? Says the Ramban's kasha, we don't understand if there's such a thing as bliya b'tzaynin that asas in kol ha'tarakula, kavish kamavushim b'lech kiresteach. Why should you say that a bliya chamin only asas if it's derech bishul? It's not derech bishul now. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik said it's a bliya, but he just said it sounds from the Gemara Pesachim like that. The Gemara Pesachim, and that Tosfos on Mem Beis on the base, a little past the halfway point of the Tosfos, they quote Pesachim daf ayin vav. Misachim daf involved, there is a machlekes in the Gemara Shmuel and Levi, where they say tatoi govar or iloi govar. A very strange machlekes. Sounds like a machlekes in Metzius. Sounds like the Machlokes and Metzius, which we had the Ramban and Shabbos says, how can you have a Machlokes and Metzius? Why did the Tanoim experiment? Why don't they make a test and find out what the fact is? It sounds like a Machlokes and Metzius if you have a bottom piece of meat is cold, and I take a burning hot piece of meat, let's say the bottom piece of meat is a cold treif, and the top piece of meat is kosher, and it's burning hot. And I take the kosher piece of meat, burning hot, and I put it on top of the bottom piece of meat. So do you say that tatoi govar, since the bottom one, it doesn't really depend on the bottom one, the top one, tatoi means the one that's stationary, and the boy means the one that's moving. So the piece of meat that's sitting still is cold. And the piece of meat that I took and I placed on top of this one, that's the eloi, the one that's moving, so that's hot. So do you say that the one that's sitting still overpowers the one that's moving? So since the one that's sitting still is cold, so there won't be any blia? Or do you say, no, eloi gova, since the one on top is hot, so there will be a blia over here. So the Gemara has a machloikis that seems to be a machloikis in Mitzvah. Will it be a blia? Will it not be a blia? So it's the Tracy Aplacy by the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz, and has a commentary on Yerideya. He's the same author as Durim Vitumim and Choshen Mishpos. So he writes in the in the Sefer Crazy Place on Yerideya. This they quote on the side. Crazy Place has separate Sefer. And this Kasha they quote on the side of the page in the big standard edition of the Yerideya, the Vilna edition. So they quote this Kasha. How can they have a Machlekes in the Gemara where they Loi Gova Tatai Gova? Why don't they experiment 100 times and find out whether the blia, whether the bottom one wins or the top one wins? When one is hot, cham letzach tzena, tzena tzach cham. One is hot, one is cold. Which way will it be a blia? How can you have a machlokes? Zatela. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, based on this Tosfos, maybe Tosfos got their klal for not gemar. Maybe what the gemar means to say is that we know, in fact, that there certainly is a blia. If the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, maybe everybody knows that there is a blia. But the Gemara has a machloikis. Which way is derech bishul? Whichever way is derech bishul, so that blia asses. Whichever way is not derech bishul, that blia doesn't asa. And that's the machloikis. Whether tatoi govar, is that the derech bishul if the bottom one is hot? Or eloi govar, if the top one is hot, that's the derech bishul. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that tatoi govar, like we usually have the fire on the bottom and the food on top, so the same over here. If the bottom piece that's stationary is the burning hot piece, and the one I put on top of it is the room temperature piece, so that's derech bishul. And if it's faket, the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, so that's not derech bishul. So if you learn that that's what the Gemara means, that's the premise of the whole discussion in the Gemara Masechet Dafayin Bav, then it comes out that Gemara is beferish. That Gemara says beferish, but Tosfos is assuming. We still don't understand. It still doesn't make any sense. We still don't understand why it should be so. Rambam's kasha is still a murderous kasha. If a blia betzayin asis, why should you say that a blia bechamin only asis if it's derech bishul? Why should it be gora from a blia betzayin that it asis even there? We still don't know the answer, but at least that's what perhaps it seems to be mucha from the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. Otherwise, we don't understand where in the world it says we get this assumption from. Echateisa, the Gemara only in Pesachim and in Chulin, the Gemara puts together only 3 things. You need Bishul for Basa B'Cholav and for Kodim Pesach and for Shabbos, for Malach Shabbos. It never says anywhere that you need Bishul for Blia to Asakim, because you have a Blia B'Tzayna that Asas. It's a new kvetch. If it's a Blia B'Chamin, it only Asas if it's Derech Bishul. Problematic. So again, so the Mishnah is continuing with the dinim, the bottom Mishnah, Lamed Chesam, is continuing with the dinim of Bishul. So it says not only is the Bishul the Eish, there's Bishul the Toldos Eish. Let's say I had a frying pan on top of the fire, and now I take the frying pan off of the fire and I crack open a raw egg, and the raw egg gets cooked because the frying pan is still burning hot from the fire. That's called Toldos Eish. If I still have the frying pan on the fire and I crack open an egg, so the egg is getting heated with the fire that's still on the bottom. But over there, I took the frying pan off of the fire, so that's Bishul that told the Sacham. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to put the Beitz of Itzara Mecha Mishul Shetiz Galgil. If you put the egg next to the Mecha, Mecha is the samovar that's getting heated up because of the fire. And let's say because of the hot water, steam shoots off on the side, and it makes another piece of the oven burning hot because of the steam. So that's not heated directly from the fire. The fire cooked up the water, and the water caused this to get burning hot. So what's the din if someone is mevashel betoldas hachamah, betoldas ha'esh? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Lo, ain't us in beit zebetzad amechus. So the Gemara has a shaila, gil dalmai. What if you went ahead and you did it? Does that constitute a malacha deraisa? Perhaps that's only the rabbanon. If you do bishul, betoldas ha'esh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Gilgal chayv chatos. And the Gemara says it's an up in the Mishnah, the Kamon Kuf Memhei. That it says, if you have the hot water that was cooked up by the fire, then I take the hot water and I pour it over the Kli Yesu Ispinin or the Maliach HaYoshin, which is Kali HaBishul. So if I do Iri from the Kli Sheni on top of the Kali HaBishul, it says that's a Malacha Deraisa. Which Malacha Deraisa is it? So some Achrayim say the Malacha Deraisa is Gemar Malachto. The lashon of the Mishnah was hadachos and zuhi gemar malachim. Gemar malachim, we're always used to saying that it's makabat patish. Gemar malachim is makabat patish. So that's what the Levush says. The Levush writes that gemar malachim is makabat patish. The Levush always has very difficult. That's what all achronim are always masik on the Levush. He has very shverizach. Sagasari always used to disagree with the Levush. He said when he died, the foreign. The bookcase fell on top of him, so he said all of those gedolim jumped in, and because he always used to disagree with all the rishonim and all the achronim, and he said that he asked mechila from everybody, they were all mechila except for the levush, that he had been mevaza levush so much. They said he was going to die because of levush. The levush killed him. The levush jumped him. They say that there was a period of time that people didn't look in the sefer pri chodesh for 40 years. So they say from the Vilna Goy, and how come the Pichadish wasn't even looked in for 40 years? That was his punishment, because he called the Levush a Schneider. He said that he was a Balabas, he didn't know how to learn. So as a punishment for using such a Hashalashim, but the Levush always said, the Levush always has very difficult things. The Levush says over here, Adachasim Zoid Marmalach, no, the Marmalach is Makabat Pad. It's very difficult. It's Mukha from our Gemara, that is not because of Makabat Pad. The Gemara quotes that Mishnah to prove. Then when you pour the hot water from the Kli Sheni, that's toldos ha'esh. You're not cooking the Kali HaBishul directly with Aish. You're cooking the Kali HaBishul, the Kli Yisu Ispinin, in the Maliach HaYoshan, you're cooking it with the water that was heated up by the fire. So you see that if you cook with toldos ha'esh, it's also a deraisa bishul. That's the whole context of the Gemara. So how can the Levush say that Gemara Malachton, furthermore, Makaba Patish on food is not deraisa? We have the Mishnah and Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav on the base that you're not permitted to be Machris, Shumas, and Maestris. So the Gemara says later, Pshita Hakam Esakin. We saw the Gemara Kuf Memalef or something. The Gemara says, Pshita Hakam Esakin. So you see, the Gemara says, Hafrash is Shumas and Maestris is an Isra of Mesakin. But it's only Mesakin with the Rabbana. It's not the Mishnah listed off on Lamed Vav on the base and Beitza. It's Mesakin Mana with the Rabbana. It's not Mesakin Mana with the Rabbana. Mesakin Mana has to be a Mana, has to be a Kli. A beged, a pli, a pair of shoes, something, but not. There's no misakim on food. So to say this pshat is in ganzen not acceptable. Had the chasen zuig mar malachta means that it's makabat pantish. Of course it means that it's bishul. So that's what the Gemara says, that it constitutes bishul deraisa, whether you do bishul al yidei ho'esh or bishul with toldos ho'esh. Yeah, sometimes it's just not going to work. Let's say I have soup. I have a pot of soup that used to be sitting on the fire, and now it's no longer on the fire. I took the pot of soup off the fire, burning hot. If I put my hand in the soup, my fingers will get burnt. Even if I just stick my fingers in for a second, my fingers will get burnt. Mamish yad nichvizbo. Still, if I take a raw piece of meat and put it into the burning hot pot of soup, it's going to remain raw. It will get nice and hot. But it's not going to get cooked. It won't even come anywhere near Kamachal Bender's toy. This bishul is accomplished if you cook food, if you cook liquids, when you cook it till you have to let it, but that's the Yisra bishul. But if you cook food, which is edible, then you have to cook it till it's royal achila, at least like that, at least Kamachal Bender's toy, either shlish bishul or chatzi bishul. You take a raw piece of meat and you put it into a burning hot pot of soup. It'll get nice and hot, but it'll still be raw. You won't accomplish any bishul on it. Same thing, let's say you have, I poured the soup already into a bowl. So now the soup is in a cliché. So is there a din of bishul in a klisheni or not? So the din is there's no bishul be klisheni. Let kali ha bishul, then it's an isa derais. Adochas mizuli marmelachton, shmamino that it's that yechayev. Is there an isa be derabanan to cook anything in the klisheni? So the pasuk pshat in the gemara said there's no isa derabanan. So this taisus lama tesam and aleph kol shabba b'chamin has two opinions. The re comes up with one opinion because it says. Kol Shabbat b'chamin milifnei Shabbos. The top line on Lamed Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah L'Kamon, from Mehe. Kol Shabbat b'chamin milifnei Shabbos. Whatever was cooked from before Shabbos, we have a rule named Bishul Achad Bishul. So despite the fact that named Bishul Achad Bishul, you're not permitted to put it on top of the fire. That's Hachazor. Hachazor is Exer the Rabbanan for whatever reason. But nonetheless, the Yisra Hachazor is only Al Gabi Hoesh. What if I'm going to be showing us the b'chamin b'Shabbos? That's I'm going to take the chicken that was fully cooked already from before Shabbos, and I'm going to put it into the bowl. I'm going to put it into the pot with burning hot soup. That's still yatzal lettuce, but it's not agabi reish. So to put it back on top of the fire, that's hafzari not allowed. To put it back into a klirishon, shalai agabi reish, that's permissible. Oh, we had an example. Let's say I'll take out the food from the refrigerator that's fully cooked. Put it on top of the radiator. And the radiator in the winter time is piping hot, is very hot, but you can't consider that agabi hoesh. The yesh is in the basement under the boiler. And then the steam gets all burning hot, and the steam goes up in the pipes, and it goes into my radiator, and it's going to be burning hot. Whatever food I'll put on top of the radiator will get heated up. So that's menateret zain bishul ahabishul, if you have chicken or kugel or something, and that's not a violation of hachazor. Hachazor is only forbidden if you put agabi hoesh. If you don't put agabi hoesh, there is no hachazor. So here it says, kol shabbat b'chamin b'lifnei ha-shabbos, if the thing is already mevushel kol tzarkoi, so shorei nosei b'chamin b'shabbos. You're permitted to reheat it on Shabbos, provided that you're not in violation of hachazor. It's not agabi hoesh. Kol shalot b'chamin b'lifnei ha-shabbos, what if the thing is ena mevushel? So then it says, if it's not kali abishul, medicha mosei b'chamin b'shabbos, you're permitted to pour from a klisheni on top of it. Why does it only give you a hat to be permitted to pour from a klisheni on top of it? You should say you're permitted to put it into a klisheni. Once you say klisheni, it's not mavash. So that's what Tosfos says, the two opinions. So one, the Ramo has adopted that opinion, the Chumerdik opinion. Madichanos b'chamin b'Shabbos, the only thing you're permitted to do, halacha l'maisim is the Rabbanan, the only thing you're allowed to do on the raw food is to do iri klisheni, but to put it into the klisheni, that's awesome of the Rabbanan, because Mechzikim Mevasho. What do you mean Mechzikim Mevasho? That's Tosfos Loshon Mechzikim Mevasho. Mechzi means that it's Mevasho, Mede Rabbanan. It's Mevasho, Mede Rabbanan. When you say it's Mevasho, it means it's Bishol Deraita. Mechzikim Mevasho means that it's Bishol Derabbanan. So the Rambam has adopted that Chumadik position of Tosfos. Aye, but it's a Beferish and Mishnah later, on Daf Mem Beis. Rahu Gav Tisnan Lekamon Daf Mem Beis, and the Beis Alvanos, and Toch Hakar, Toch Hatamchoy. Says the fairy, she permitted to take tavlin and put it into the bowl of burning hot soup. That there's no problem of bishul b'klisheni. It's het gomer. So why all of a sudden now they made a diuk on the lashon Mishnah daf kuf mem hey that's quoted over here that you're only permitted to do iri from a klisheni, but to soak it shri of b'klisheni is bishul midirabbanan. What do you do with the Mishnah mem base and beis? Avanos and lo tocha kaira tocha tamchoi. As it says, the Mishnah Membeis is putting in tavlin that you don't eat. He's putting in a tea bag. You're not going to eat the tea bag. The tea bag is going to give flavoring. He's going to put in all kinds of besamim, which he's not going to eat. Or, if you'll put in tavlin that's going to blend in with the rest of the food, and it's not going to be dova nikaraymet bifnei atzma. Let's say I have burning hot soup, or burning hot coffee, or tea, and it's too hot to drink, so I pour in a little cold water to cool it off a little bit. So that's also Gemara related that that's permissible. Aye, but the Ri came up with the Chumra and the Ramo adopted that Chumra of the Ri that there's a din of Bishul B'Klisheni mid the Rabbanan. The answer is there's only Bishul B'Klisheni if it's a Dova Gush that's Niker V'Oimid B'Fnei Atzma. I reheated it and now I'm going to eat this thing and I say I did Bishul mid the Rabbanan. I declare that even though I'm Bishul Aha Bishul Min HaTorah mid the Rabbanan, I say that we'll get to the bishul achabishul. So far, we're talking about raw food. So even though there's no bishul b'klisheni, with the rabbanim, we say that it's awesome. That's because you're going to eat the thing as a separate entity. But if it's going to be water that's going to blend in, or tavlin that bichlal you don't eat the tea bag, or the tavlin is going to blend in with the rest of it. You're not going to. It's going to disappear. It's going to dissolve. So whatever dissolves, it's not a dover aymed bichneyatma that's going to be eaten. Then there's no chumra mid the rabbanon at all. Yeah. What about, let's say, to take matzah farfel, to throw matzah balls into a bowl of soup? Now they have matzah balls, now they have soup nuts that were fried before. Special amahajan, the tiny soup nuts that were fried before. So they're fried in a deep fry, they're fried in oil. So that's bishul. So when you're going to put it back into a bowl of burning hot soup, you say, "Em bishul aha bishul?" You're not putting it back if you put it into the pot. When the pot is still on top of the fire, so that's hachazar. So that's also not bon. But if you're going to put it into the pot when it's on the fire, it's going to be very soggy. You don't want to do that. So the people put in the soup nuts into the bowl when it's on their plate. So that doesn't pose a problem because those soup nuts are cooked and there's a din of ein bishul aha bishul. What if you have just matzah? I'm going to break up matzah or challah and put it into the bowl of soup that's on the table. So the challah is ofui. And now I'm going to put it into soup. It's going to be bishul. So what's the din? We have ein bishul acha bishul. We have a din ein afi achar afi. What about bishul acha afi afi acha bishul? So that's not beferish in the Gemara. So that's what before Pesach we were discussing the Gemara and Psachim on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, where the Tosis quotes a blessing emits and the Sefer Yireim has a hechachah from the Gemara that yesh bishul acha afi v'yesh afi acha bishul. You say ein bishul acha bishul. It's only if you repeat the same form of bishul. But if you have a different form of bishul, he holds that bishul achar afiyah is a din derais. Yesh bishul achar afiyah. That's how he interprets the Gemara. Let's say you had a carbon pesach that was already tzali, and then after it's tzalo, v'lebesof bishloi. First the carbon pesach was broiled, and then I cook it in a pot with soup. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that you're not allowed to eat that carbon pesach, since it says bashal mavushal mikomakom. And we assume so every time you have the Shonis Kfulim, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where the darshan the Shonis Kfulim says Hanik Tanik Basarach Tiftach Nasim Titein. So we hold Lady Baterik L'Shem Yodim. Whenever it's a Lashon Kful, it's a repetition of the same verb. We assume that it's teaching us something. So Akam it says Bashal Bavushal Mikomakom. What do you mean Komakom? Even Salav and Levusav Bishlo. Also, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So Tosis raises an issue. What do you mean? Tzolavusav bishul. Ein bishul aha bishul. I should disregard the second activity. So the Rabbi Lezer Nimitz brings a right from this brisa. The yesh bishul aha tzliya, or yesh bishul aha rafiya, who had the name yesh afiya aha bishul. Whenever it's a different form. So the Raman Shulchan Aruch puts together the two chumras. He says you're not allowed to put challah or matzah into the bowl of burning hot soup because man the soup in your bowl. And your plisheni is yatzoleres. If the soup is ready below yatzoleres, so there's no bishul at all. Below yatzoleres is no bishul. That's called tzaynin. Because man that it's above yatzoleres, so then the Ramah has adopted the chumra of the Ri. And Tosis there are two opinions. The Ri is not sure. So the Ramah has adopted the chumradik opinion of the Ri that you're not allowed to do shriya biklisheni. And then he's adopted the chumra of Rabbi Lezer Mitzvah yesh bishul acha rafiyah. So we're going to take matzah, you're going to take challah that was baked already, even though it's fully edible. The afiyah was called sarkai, but then you're going to put it into a bowl of klisheni that's going to be bishul acha rafiyah. So that will constitute, would have been an issa deraisa if you would have done it al gabli yesh, because only klisheni, so that's also mid rabbanan. So that's the chumras of Ramah, not to put the matzah, the challah, into the burning hot soup, calls man that it's yatzoleres. If it's no longer yatzoleres, it's not going to taste so good. It's not going to taste so good. It really doesn't pay to throw in. I assume most people enjoy eating the soup when it's burning hot. You're going to wait till the soup is going to cool after. If it's no longer yatzoleres, then you're going to throw in your soup nuts. So you're going to lose the whole geschmack of the soup. So we suffer, so we don't use the soup nuts. Okay. The Ramah put together the two chumras, the chumra of the Ri and the Tosis. And the chumra of Rabbi Lezer Mitz in Sochem and Daphne. Yeah, the Gemara says there's machlekes hatanoim, machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. Are you yote matzah? If you have a matzah shruya, if you soak the matzah in water, then the Gemara says you yote. the Yotzei Mata. The Hasidim wouldn't need it because that's Gibrok. They're concerned that maybe wasn't fully baked. But the quote that Rav Chaim Volozhiner went to ask the Vilna Gaon about that. What does he hold about Gibrok? So he heard the Chassidim started a new Chumash. So he wanted to demonstrate he doesn't hold from Gibrok. So he put a knedel in the window. That's what the Svarim say. He put a knedel in the window to demonstrate that he doesn't hold from the Chumash. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in his family they had a tradition that on Pesach night when they used to serve the matzah, they used to dip in the water first and give it to everybody to make sure that everybody's matzah was Gibrok. But then he discontinued the family. He said it's a tradition from the Vilna Gaon. I guess in Volozhin they used to carry all these traditions from the Vilna Gaon. But then he has a son-in-law, who Rabbi Soloveitchik had a son-in-law who was a Chassidish Rebbe. So he discontinued this family tradition, I guess, not to make it impossible for his son-in-law to eat some matzah. So the Gemara has a machlekes tatanoim. Yotze mirakke kashori. If you have a matzah that was just soaked in water, all the tanoim say that it's good. But if it's a mevushel, that's a machlekes of Yotze and Rav Meir. So we paskin that you're not yotze. The matzah mevushel is you're not yotze. So that's where I've left him in mitzvah. We paskin it's no good. Machlekes of Meir Rav Yotze, we paskin that's no good. Matzah mevushel is no good because it's called matzah ashira. So the So Tosfos quotes part of, they don't quote the whole Rav Lezer Mimitz from the Sefer Yirmiyahu. What do you mean matzah mevushelus? If ain't bishal achar afiyah, so there is no such thing as matzah mevushelus. The answer is no, yesh bishal achar afiyah. Originally the matzah was afuyah, and now it's mevushelus. So there is yesh bishal achar afiyah. Okay, so again, so the din deraisa bishul and kol atarakula for bas v'cholam for karban pesach for malach shabbos. Is that it has to be Bishul Be'esh or Betoldus Eish, Bishul Betoldus Eish. There's also Deraisa, but it's only if it's Derech Bishul Be'kach. The Derech Bishul Be'kach is not because you need Malachas Machsheves, and if you say Derech Bishul Be'kach is Kalach Hayad. No, Taisa explains that there's no Bishul Be'klisheni because there's no Derech Bishul Be'kach. So why does that explain why there's no Basa B'cholav Deraisa Be'klisheni? The Gemara says Klisheni doesn't make Basa B'cholav Deraisa. The first daf in Terakola Basa. So the answer is, and that little Tosfos on Mem Amud Beis says, "Ein derech bishul bekach," because it's the Tfanos and Mekaros, and it's not normal to cook in a klisheni. It's not just a din of kalach hayad, a lack of malach mashiv. No, it's a din of kol ater kula. If you do bishul in an unusual fashion, the halacha doesn't label it as bishul. That's the same thing Rashi writes. That's the reason why there's no bishul bechama. Why is there no bishul bechama? Because ein derech bishul bekach. That's the Rashi on Lamitessim and Alas. 8 lines from the top. Dichama kulyam aplikib yishar den del bishul bekach. So we're only going to say it's only bishul bechama is only mutter on Shabbos and in Basa Bechalav is going to be bishul deraisa. The halacha of derech bishul bekach should only be a din in Hilchus Shabbos. Shouldn't apply to kolot terkul. A din of kalach hayad is only a din in Hilchus Shabbos. The answer is no. Rabbi Chana Rasman has and the Eglit Tal has that sometimes it's a din of asiyah kidarka on kolot terkul. Not only a requirement in Hilchos Shabbos. Sometimes it's needed for the definition of a certain pu'ula. If you do bishul, shalok yederach bishul, shalok yeminig oilam, so it doesn't count as bishul and kol haTorah kula. So that's what the Gemara says. A bishul bechama is abnormal, so that doesn't count. That's a shaila. What about the Zman HaSef? If you're going to do bishul, let's say, with a dud shemesh. So some rabbanim say in Eretz Yisrael that the bishul b'dud shemesh is bishul b'toldas hachama. So you're not cooking the food mamish in the chama. Something gets hot because of the antenna on top of the roof gets hot because of the sun beating down on it, and then the somehow this is converted into electrical energy, and then it cooks the food. So some hold that that's called bishul that should lachar be bishul b'toldas hachama. The Gemara says that there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rav Yosi and Chachamim in this Mishnah Lamed Ches on the days. What's the din of bishul betolda sachama? Min haTorah bishul bechama betolda sachama. They're both mutter, but with the Rabbanon there's a machlekes Rav Yosi and Rabbanon. Maybe we should ask the bishul betolda sachama. Gzeira atu told us that she can have two frying pans. One frying pan is heated up in the sun. The other frying pan is heated up on top of the fire. And now neither is in the sun or on the fire. There are two frying pans in the kitchen. I'm going to crack open an egg on this one that's mutter, and I crack open an egg on the other one. I'm chayv chatos. So it makes sense that you should. So you have to have a sticker, you have to have a label. And what if the label is going to fall off? You're not going to remember which frying pan was heated up in the sun, and that's mutot to cook in that frying pan, which one was heated up by the fryer, and that will constitute an isa deraisa. So that's why we assume, like the chachamim of Rabbi Yossi holds that they never made gzeira to us that told us chacham. Bishul b'chama told chacham is mutter. And the chacham holds now that you have to make gzeira to aser. Bishul b'told us chacham, gzeira to told us reish. Bishul b'chama they never aser. The Gemara says that everybody agrees. B'chama kuli alma pli d'shar, that's mutter. So here the Magen Avraham quotes a tshuvas marshal. Magen Avraham in this siman in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Shin Yochet. Quotes a tshuvas marshal who says that when do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi regarding Bishul b'told us chachama? That's when the told us chachama is no longer connected with the chama. He had a frying pan that got heated up in the Sahara Desert. Then he takes it inside the house, and now he cracks open an egg in the kitchen. So you can't tell, looking at the frying pan now, you can't tell whether it was heated up by the sun or it was heated up by the fryer. But what if you have, let's say, a frying pan still in the sun, and the sun is beating down on it, and I'm doing bishul the toldos sachama, but the toldos sachama is still connected with the chama. So the marshal's opinion is that in such a case, that's equivalent of bishul b'chama, that kuli amul apligid, that's permissible. The Rav HaPoskim have not accepted this marshal's kuli. But there are those who argue that in Eretz Yisrael, the Dut Shemesh system is such that you're cooking the toldos sachama, and the whole system is still connected with the chama. So they want to rely on the marshal. Since the marshal says, when they told us, Acham is still connected with the Chama, so that's Kula Amal Aplegi, that it's Mutter. So it's Mutter to cook with a Dut Shemesh. Mutter to cook with a Dut Shemesh. So Rav Soloveitchik and Moshe Feinstein both write that they think it's an Isa Deraisa. How did it all of a sudden become an Isa Deraisa from being Mutter Lagamre? According to the marshal, it's Mutter Lagamre because the told us Achama is still connected with the Chama. Rav Achreinim have not accepted the marshal. So you don't accept the Mashal should be an Isa de Rabbanim. How do you all of a sudden jump to make an Isa de Raisa? So that's why Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik said that Rashi says over here, the reason why Bishul b'chama is mutter, because ain't derech Bishul b'kach. But if now this has become a multi-billion-dollar industry that they sell Tari Iran, whatever it's called, the Dut Shemesh, everybody in the Middle East uses it as Dut Shemesh. So if that became the derech Bishul, so how can you say ain't derech Bishul b'kach? That's a chiddush. One can ding zach. One can say it depends on Zman Matan Torah. Remember, Rav Alpert was very surprised. Rav Alpert learned for Rav Moshe. So remember, one year we were learning Kira, so he was very surprised at this. He thought it should either depend on Zman Matan Torah, or it should depend on Zman HaGemara. We should say Rabin Rav Ashi Soi Fairo. Whatever was not derech Bishul b'kach in the days of Rabin Rav Ashi should remain like that. How can you say that the change is today? But the Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik taught not so. That if today it becomes Derech Bishul B'kach, so that should become a form of Bishul Deraisa. In the army, in the American army, they developed the whole technique how to reheat the food without any fire. So a Jewish company in Lakewood picked this up, and they sell these meals that are already cooked, the Labriut meals. So you have a chemical, when you add in water with this chemical, so it makes some kind of a chemical reaction, and it's like exploding for 5 minutes. The thing is making a racket, and it's burning hot, and it reheats the food, and the food becomes the reheater. And the water that you put in water from the tap. Water that you put in gets burning hot. So that's a shaila, is that a violation of Bishul? So the Pashto says that that's like Bishul b'chama. It should be Bishul b'chama. I'm doing Bishul in a different form. I'm not doing Bishul b'eish or b'toldos eish. I'm making a chemical reaction, and that should be Bishul b'chama. That should be mutter. So there are those who hold that it's usher, but they are, and machlekes among the rabbanim, those who hold that it's usher, they don't ask it because of Bishul. They ask it because of molid. The question is, there is a Gemara later in Shabbos that you're not allowed to take snow in your hand and crush it in order to melt it. So there's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam on that Gemara, what's the issue? So the Rambam, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, says that it looks like schita. So it's like you're not allowed to squeeze out oranges, you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes to get the juice, so you're not allowed to squeeze out the snow in order to get the water. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Siman on Tzchita, and so it says that this looks like Tzchita. And Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi comments on that Gemara. He doesn't say it's also because of Tzchita, nothing at all to do with Tzchita. Tzchita is when you're squeezing out liquid from a pri. Here you're converting the snow into liquid, you're liquefying the snow. It's not Tzchita. The Rashi says something about molid. So the Rashbo on that Rashi has two biurim, where the Rashi means to say that the water that comes out is noilad, and noilad is a form of mukse. That's later on. There's noilad gomur. Tosfos says on the first daf in Beitza that if you have noilad gomur, all the tanoim agree that it's going to be mukse. If you have noilad chena gomur, then it's a machlekes of Yudin Reb Shimon. That's on kuf chav dalar on the base. Is machlekes by noilad. And the kli smashed and it converted into a different kli, so that's called the noilad. If they had a big chair and it broke and now it's a little chair, only little children can sit on it, that's not called noilad at all. It's Eisemei Malachton Harishayna. It still has its original hishtamshus. Had a big pot and it broke a little bit and now it's a smaller pot, so it contained less than it could have originally contained. So that's Eisemei Malachton Harishayna, that's not called noilad. But if originally had one hishtamshus and after breaking, now it's aimed for a different hishtamshus, so that's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, that's called noilad she'enu gomer. But if you have a noilad gomer, so then Tosfos points out that's a Gemara in Erevin. Tosfos on the first daf in Beitza shows that's a Gemara in Beitza, that's a Gemara in Erevin, that noilad gomer, everybody holds at that source. So there is a din that noilad is a form of mukta. So the Rashba has one beer in Rashi, that when Rashi says when you squeeze the snow and you make it melt, you liquefy the snow. What Rashi wrote, what Rashi meant to say was that the water that's going to result from the kvetching of the snow will be mukta because of nolad. And the other pshat that Rashba has is the simpler pshat than Rashi. Rashi didn't say nolad. Rashi said molid. Molid is a different animal. Molid is a totally different thing. Molid is a malacha midirabbanan. On the level of their eyes, there are only 39 malachas. On the level of their rabbanan, they invented a 40th malacha, the malacha of molid, because the whole idea of Bola Malacha Shabbos is Zechel Maisa Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world and then he rested. So if you're going to create anything new to be molid, Davar Chadash, a human being can't create, he can't destroy, he can just change the matter from one form to the other. But if it looks as if he's creating something new, so that's in the gist of all of the malachas, so that's Midirabbanan, even though it doesn't conform to the rules and regulations of the Lama Tesla of his Malachas, and the Rabbana will call any case of Molid, will call that a Malacha of the Rabbana. That's what we discussed before Pesach. There's a Rashi in Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin where Rashi says, if you have Truma Tameya, so the Gemara says that you have to dispose of it. So the Gemara says in Bama Mablikin, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lisraf Es HaKachm Shemitmu, Kach Mitzvah Lisraf Es HaTruma Shemitmu. So it says 2 days whether that's deraita derabon. So it says kishem she mitzvah lisrot, just like it's a mitzvah to burn the kachim shenitmo, kach so too mitzvah to burn the kachim shenitmo. That's a mitzvah menater. We learn that from Sarafta Sanaisa Beishes by Noiser. Then the Gemara learns that for all of psuli akorban, it's a mitzvah to burn it. So you mean to say that it's a mitzvah to burn truma tamei? It's a mitzvah menater to burn truma tamei. So Tosfos has two pshatim. They really don't think that it's deraisa, but the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's deraisa. So they're not sure how to deal with that Gemara in Bama Madlik. So there's a machlek, it's Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim and in Beitza and Daf Chav Zayin. What if instead of burning the Truma Tameya, what if I'll feed it to a behemoth kohen? So Rashi's opinion is, that's okay. I'm disposing of the Truma Tameya. A kohen is not permitted to eat it. A behemoth kohen is not Jewish, so what's wrong if he feels? Kohen is Jewish, not only is he Jewish, he's a Kohen, so he's not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. Behemoth Kohen is not Jewish. So, in Bechlal, you're allowed to feed Truma to a Behemoth Kohen, just like a Kohen is allowed to eat. Kohen can eat Kenafish Kinyan Kaspo, who Yochel Balachmos, a Behemoth Kohen is permitted to eat the Truma. Truma Torah, you're not supposed to feed to the Behemoth Kohen, because it's Roy Lachilo Sodom, so it's a Bizoyan Echlan. It's a Bizoyan Echlan, that's why you're not allowed to feed it. The Gemara only talks about feeding Truma to Hora, to the Behemoth Kohen. The Gemara talks about feeding Kashinim Shal Truma. Kashinim is a Michael which is not really Oymed Lachilo Sodom. It's Roy Lachilo Sodom. If it wouldn't be Roy Lachilo Sodom, it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Mafish Truma Samaisis on it. There is no Din Truma Samaisis on Michael Behemoth. Only if it's Michael Lodom. So the Kashinim is Roy Lachilo Sodom, but it's not normally eaten by people. So that's why the Gemara always, the Mishnah is always talking about feeding to Behemoth Kohen. Kashine Truma, because it's not Michael Adam anyway. But what happens, the Rashi holds like this, what happens if you have Truma Tahira, which is Roy Lachi Lo Sodom, you're not permitted to feed the Behemoth Koy. That's Bizayin Ochel. But then it becomes Nitmeis. The Truma Tahira is Nitmeis. So now it's no longer Aymed Lachi Lo Sodom. So what's wrong? So feed it to Behemoth Koy. When the Truma Tahira becomes Nitmeis, it's the same as Karshinim. But it's not Aymed Lachi Lo Sodom. It's other. It should be better than Karshinim. It should be Mochomer. Kashinim theoretically is right, Lachi Lo Sodom. Truma Tameyos, Osir, Lachi Lo Sodom. So it should be Mutta to feed it to Behemoth Koyin. So that's what Rashi says, you can feed it to Behemoth Koyin. Either din is Kishem Shemitzu Litzrefes Hachuma Shemitzvah Samitzvah to burn it. The Rashi says, not exactly to burn it, you have to dispose of it. Hashbasas Lechaldov is also good. If you feed it to the Behemoth Koyin, you're in fulfillment of the din of destroying the Truma Tameyos. Rashi says, and since there is such a mitzvah to destroy the truma tmeya biur, kishem she mitzvah lisser as a truma she nitmes, as a kachem she nitma, kach mitzvah lisser as a truma she nitmes, it's a mitzvah to dispose of it, mitzvah min atara, mitzvah min derabon, whatever it is. So he says, therefore, when you feed it to the behemoth kohen on Shabbos and Yom Tov, rachmona achshev eile malocha, that becomes a malocha. What kind of a malocha? What kind of a malocha? For Rashi, it sounds like it becomes a malocha of havarah. How can it become havarah? Havarah means to burn something. If you strike a match, that's havarah. If there's a fire and I throw in a piece of paper, I throw in a log, I throw something in and it gets consumed by the flame, that's havarah. But how is this havarah? I give food to a behemah. How is that havarah? So it's very, very doichik to say like that in Rashi. Rahmana achsherei l'malacha of havarah. So the Achranim say it's not a malacha derais, it's only a malacha midrabanan. It's proof in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Hey, it can't be a malacha derais. It's only an Issa derabanan. And the Issa derabanan is not because of Havara. Min Atar, there are only 39 malachas. We should have asked it creating, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Since Zechal HaMaisa Bereishis, the Torah should prohibit creating. But a human being can't create anything. So the Torah prohibits the Lamed HaSavas malachas, which are forms of activities that are similar to creating. But with the Rabbanan, they added out another two malachas. You're not allowed neither to create nor to destroy. So to create, that's molid. And to destroy, that's to destroy the Truma Tmeya by feeding it to the Behemoth Koyin. These are the two Isurim in the Rabbanan. Not allowed to create and you're not allowed to destroy. So that's what somehow, so that's a Shaila. So what do you mean molid? Molid means when you create a new thing that wasn't there before. What if you put a system into motion that wasn't functioning before? Is that an Isser? Here, when you put in the water with the chemical, sodium, whatever it is there, and it causes this whole explosion for 5 minutes or so, and then everything gets burning hot, so that's probably Bishul Bechama, that's Hetegoma. And the Shailas may be setting up the whole system, maybe that's some kind of an Isser, a molid. So what kind of molid? Molid is if you create a new object. It looks like you brought into existence a new object. But if you put a system in motion, why should that be molid? The thing is, it may be makaba patish. Forget about molid. Maybe makaba patish. That was the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Samach. The Gemara says if you have a drain pipe that's clogged, so there's a question about unclogging the drain pipe on Shabbos. So what's wrong? Let's say you have a toilet that's stopped up and it just doesn't move at all. Nothing is moving. It's not flushing at all. So you're going to use a plunger to have the thing start to function. So Moshe says, based on that Gemara, that you're not allowed to. If the toilet is working bekoshi, and they're using a plunger, then it should go bereva, they shouldn't krech so much, that anything is mutter. But if it's not functioning at all, then you're not allowed to. So what's the prohibition over there? What's wrong? So the Ran on the Rif says, when the Rif quotes that Gemara, he says that that's called, that's a psanisera makaba patish. What kind of makaba patish? If you have a fork that's twisted and bent out of shape and you straighten it up, and you straighten it out, then I understand that that's not going to patish in. What if I have a dirty fork that's all greasy and all filthy, and I wash it off with detergent in the warm water? So that's not makaba patish, because I make it usable. The clay is in perfect shape. The other thing is, it has a lot of dirt on it. So I wash it off. So that's not makabah patish. Washing dirty dishes is not makabah patish. So what's over here? The drain pipe got clogged up. There's a lot of leaves there and twigs and all kinds of pebbles and all kinds of junk fell into the drain pipe, and it's going to leak into the house. So I want to clear out the drain pipe. No issue of pilta mukta is going to push the machem beraglo. He's going to push all of the junk in the drain pipe. He's going to push it with his foot, not with his hand. There's no issue of tilta mukta begufo. We assume tilta mukta is only the adayim and the gufo is mutta. So what's wrong over there? So the answer is, the Ran says on the Rishna, when he starts a system in motion, he starts a system functioning, that's a psamaka bapatish midirabana. So that's for some time over here. Let's say you wind the watch. The watch wasn't going to wind the watch. That's a machlokes in Achrayim. Some Achrayim say, if you bring the watch to the watchmaker, it's broken, it's not working, it's too fast, it's too slow, it's dead, it's not working at all. And when the watchmaker fixes it, that's makabah patish. But the watch is okay. I have a brand new watch, I take it out, I set the time and I wind it and it goes. So that's not broken. I didn't, when I set the watch, it's not broken. I didn't fix a broken kli. I started it functioning. So some Achrayim and Machmer that you're not allowed to wind the watch. That's not going. I just say, even if the watch is going, by your winding it, you prevent it from stopping. Somehow that's also not permissible. But to start the system going, that's many assume that that's a makabah patish. But there are bonon along the lines of that run about clearing out the drain pipe, that constitutes a melacha midirabbanan. The new, I don't know, we probably shouldn't call it molded, you should call it makabah patish midirabbanan. Pardon me? I don't know, how do you draw the line? That's, I mean, you take the fork and the knife and you use it to eat the food, that's not makabah patish. You're using the kli. When you turn on the faucet, you're using the kli. But over here, the kli is, when you wash the dishes are dirty. You can use the kli the way it is, but the dishes are dirty. But when it's clogged up and it can't function, so it's considered as if, I don't know exactly how do you draw the line. Why is that called setting a system in motion and this is not? I don't know. It's a good question. So that's the issue by this labriyut. Is it really the pashtus is that there's no iser on the bishul. There's no iser on the bishul. The bishul is done. The bishul is done bechama. It's mamish bishul bechama. So the shaila is that I think the water gets heated up from this chemical reaction, and then the water becomes toldos chama. Then the water heats up the food. So maybe the reheating of the food is bishul betoldos chama. We pass in bishul betoldos chama is asa midirabon. Yeah, but over here we're talking the food is already cooked. It's fully cooked. There's ain't bishul achad bishul. So the only time there's an iser of hachazara is if you have hachazara al gabi ho'esh. But here you're not doing, you're not reheating the food al gabi ho'esh. You're reheating the food with the toldos chama. With the toldos chama. The water got hot from this chemical reaction, so that's bishul b'chama on the water, that's hetagomer, and then this burning hot water is going to reheat the food inside the container. The two differences: one container has the water, the other container has the food in it. So that's, I don't think that bishul betoldos b'chama, it's already in bishul achad bishul, and it's not hachazor. Hachazor is only also if it's agabi yoish. If it's hachazor, not agabi yoish. I think at Hilchas Bishul you have no problem. It's just a problem with setting the whole system in motion. So it's, maybe it's an issue. Some think it's an Easter of Molid. Some think that it's an Easter of this Makabah Patish, the Rana Shabbos. Others hold there's no issue. Well, you have to invent an issue. Others hold there's no issue. It's Mutta. Sure. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to take a beitzah, a raw egg, and to be matmin it into Chol, into sand, apparently the sand is burning hot. The sun is beating down in the Sahara Desert on the burning, on the sand, and makes it burning hot. So if I'm going to put, I'm going to place this raw egg into the sand and have it all covered on all sides, b'shvil shetitzle, so the egg will become hard-boiled. It will become a broiled egg. Why does everybody agree that you're not allowed? That shouldn't that be the machlekes of Yosef and Chachamim? Whether there's bishul betolda sachama or not, because the sand was heated up by the chama, and Rabbi Yosi held bishul betolda sachama is mutter, so he should disagree with the next line. If it says Rabbi Yosi mater, Rabbi Yosi allows bishul betolda sachama, then it says the next line, v'leyakunene b'chol ha'bavadrachim. It sounds like even Aliba de Rabbi Yosi, so that's what the Gemara asks. V'lif l'gnami Rabbi Yosi b'ho. Why doesn't Rabbi Yosi disagree? The Gemara says no, even Rabbi Yosi agrees that it's forbidden. So the Gemara has to come out. If he psak halacha the kaimelon, you're not allowed to do bishul mid the rabbanim. Be told the sacham said there's no problem. Why lo yatzkenen b'chol avadrachim? We don't need any explanations. But you see from the Gemara there must be some additional reasoning, because Rabbi Yosi also agrees that it's forbidden here. So there must be even lefi psak halacha that there's bishul be told the sacham and rabbanon. It sounds like there's an additional reason why it's asur. What's the additional reason? What's the hidden reason? So that's two explanations given in the Gemara lama tesam and aleph. Right smack in the middle of the Omud, the rabbi gives one explanation, Rabbi Yosi gives another. The rabbi says it's hatmona. You're not allowed to do hatmona. Hatmona on Erev Shabbos is only asibet dover hamoisef hevel. Hatmona to Shabbos is also even dover, which is only mamid hevel. It's also, here it's mamish moisef hevel. Here it's probably moisef hevel. I take a cold raw egg from the refrigerator. I put it into the chol, and the chol is ma'aseh hevel. We're going to cook it up. Not that the chol will preserve the heat. I'm putting it into the chol, b'shvil shetitzle. I want the raw egg to get broiled. I want to cook the egg. So that's what Rabbi says, that it's a violation of hatmona. And Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi doesn't agree to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi. So Tosfos breaks the head over here. Why does Rabbi Yosef not agree? Why isn't it also because of hatmona? Is mamish hatman on Shabbos bedover hamoisif bedover hamamid hevel is also kavachem bedover hamoisif hevel kavachem bedover hamavashil. Why shouldn't it be an iser hatmana? So that's what Tosfos gives an answer. The very last line on the bottom, Tosfos on Lamed Tesam and Aleph Yesh Leimar, that Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabba. Hani mina bedover hamavushil likalamecha shem yartiach. When do you say a gzera shem yatmin baremitz? When do you make an iser derabban to do hatmana? If the food was cooked already, and you're going to do atmana on Erev Shabbos davar hamoisef hevel, on Shabbos davar hamamid hevel, you're going to do atmana to preserve the heat or something like that. But here to take a raw egg, avol bishul gam mikarachov lo toin sheyot to told us hachama. They never. Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you can't call this atmana. This is worse than atmana. This is mamas bishul gamer. So how can you call it atmana? It has nothing to do with atmana. The Gzera de Rabbanan of Hatmana was only instituted when it's reasonable. It's unreasonable to make a Gzera on raw food, to make it cooked. It's unreasonable. So since this is Tolda Sachama, and Rabbi Yosef holds Tolda Sachama is Mutter, so let it be Mutter. So that's where Rabbi Yosef has to come up with a new reasoning. Rabbi says that the additional reasoning is because it's a form of Hatmana. You're not permitted to do Hatmana on Shabbos, if it's Mamid Hevel, Kabbal Hamahir, it's Moshe Hevel. Okay. The Rabbi says, Zereshem Yatman. What do you mean, Zereshem Yatman? Zereshem Yatman Beremet. This is a form of Hatmana. Lo Yatminenu, Bechol of Avak Drachim. The word is a giveaway. Velo Yatminenu. You're not permitted to do Hatmana, Bechol of Avak Drachim. Why? Zereshem Yatman, what? Shem Yatman Beremet. And what's wrong with Yatman Beremet? Shem Yichata, Bigacholim. It'll be in violation of Mechaba Mamet. The rabbi says that this is an example of hatmana that's us. Rabbi Yosef disagrees because it's raw egg. That's the bottom line of the test. Vishal gomit ochal otol inshi. They're not going to ask their hatmana on raw food, not to make it cook. It's a different reason. So what is the reason of Rabbi Yosef? So we're not sure what the text reads in the Gemara. What's the girsa? And even if you know what the girsa is, we're not sure what the pirush amilas is. So Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara was Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah, and he says, Gzeira Shema Yazi Zofar Mim Komo. Rashi's Dibra Master Shema Yazi Zofar. That's how Rashi quotes the Loshon. Shema Lo Yehesham Chol Okur L'chol Atzor. It may not be enough loose sand. If you dig a bore, if you dig a guma, that's a malacha min atar. That's one of the lametes of his malachas, is a choresh. Taisus points out over here, it's questionable whether this would constitute a malacha deraisa or not, because it's chayfa guma bein atzarach el ala aforo. So the way we pass on halacha, malacha shein tzvicha legufa, Taisus assumes the double pasha that we pass on like that. And the first white line in the Taisus, Nisha mezu zafam em koma. So he says, because of the riva, that we assume the halakha yisur deraisa b'chok bein atzarach el ala aforo alibi Rav Shimon. Taisus assuming the din is like Rav Shimon, that ain't tzvicha legufa is only the rabbanan. So they say, isn't this an ain't tzvicha legufa? Unless you touch it up a little bit, okay, so that's what Taisus raises an issue. It's going to be a malacha tzvicha legufa, malacha shein tzvicha legufa. But akalpan, that's how Rashi reads, that's how Rashi translates Rav Yosef. He doesn't have the girsa that we have in our edition, mipnei shemezes. Rashi has the girsa, gzei reshem yazi zafam em koma. We don't allow you to be matmin b'chol of abak drachim, gzei reshem yachpor. Maybe he'll forget and violate charishim. Shem yazi zafam em koma. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that pshat of Rashi, so he gives a different pshat. He doesn't like the pshat of Rashi for a lot of reasons. The one reason is that Matzah Bisvar Mishonim, he saw the old Girsa in the Kisvei Yad, didn't say Shema Yod is offer. It says, like we have printed in our Gemara, Bipnei Shemez is offer Mamtam, because he is doing Mez is offer. That we are afraid that it may lead to that. So what do you mean? He is doing Mez is offer Mamtam. What is he doing? He's doing Charisha. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Mez is offer Mamkamo. Offer is usually Mukta. You can have offer that's Mukhan. If I have a stack of offer and I'm Mazminet, I'm Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif, to cover up Tzoyas HaTinok, or to cover up Tzoyas HaTarnigol, or to do Kisei HaDam, if I'm Shechting Chayav Yof. Okay, so then you have offer which is not Mukta. But normally, we say, what is Mukta Machmas Atma, Mukta Machmas Gufo? Is Eitzma Von of the offer. Offer is a form of Mukta. It's not Oichlam, it's not Mashkim, it's not Adam, it's not Kalim. It's not one of the four things that are Mekabal Tumas. And we may look, going to be Mukta. So Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat, not Shema Yaz is offer Mimkoma, but rather Mifnation Mez is offer Mimkoma. If he takes a raw egg and he pushes it in the ground, means that he's pushing, he's moving the Mukta. The sand is Mukta, so he's pushing the Mukta. Aye, but we paskin halacha that that's okay, that's permissible. Because he's not handling the Mukta with his own fingers, he's handling a raw egg. A raw egg is not Mukta. Yontif, a raw egg on Shabbos is not Mukta. You can eat it the way it is. Some people eat the eggs raw. If no people would be in the practice of eating raw eggs, then the raw egg would be a mukta. Like the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashba later in the Masechta, the raw potatoes are mukta. Because we don't plan to feed the potatoes to the cows. If you have a behemoth, if you live on a farm and you have a behemoth, and you bought potatoes and you plan to feed the potatoes to the animals, the Michael behemoth is not mukta. But if you live in the city, and you're going to give your dog food, and the canary is going to eat the canary food. And the parrot is going to eat the parrot food. I had an article in the New York Times on Pesach. One of the rabbis had to make a Mechiras Chametz on the parrot. Because Adi Balabas, who's a Shem and Mitzvahs, and he was raising parrots, and they can only eat Chametz. If you give them anything other than Chametz, they're going to drop dead. So he had to sell the parrot with the Chametz food to a goy, and hope and pray. And the goy wasn't trained as a Hagantzer Chachma in order to feed the parrots that they shouldn't die. So it was a Gantzel Chochmah to train the young parrots. So they survived. The rabbi told me they survived the whole Pesach. They survived the publicity in the New York Times. Also, the whole thing was written up. Yeah. So if you have Michael Behemoth, that's not Mukta. But if you have Michael Adam, raw potatoes in New York City, you don't plan to feed it to the Behemoths. We're going to eat it ourselves. It's on Yontif where you can cook it. So it's Michael Adam. Michael Nefesh is Mukta. So the raw potatoes are not mukta on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to cook the food, not allowed to cook the raw potatoes, and people don't eat it the way it is. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashban later in the Masechta that the raw potatoes would be considered mukta mamish. Yeah, so what's over here? What's the story over here? How does Rabbeinu Tam say? Mifnation nezis ofer mimkomo. He takes the egg. The egg itself is not mukta. He handles the egg, and he pushes the sand by holding onto the egg. He's shoving in the sand. If he holds the egg and he drops it like this, and the offer tichuch is so soft that it falls into the offer by itself, so the Gemara says that's not a problem of mezes offer memkomo. you're not in violation of anything. But if the offer is not so soft, and you, if you drop the raw egg on the sand, it'll sit on top, and it's not going to get cooked. The only way for it to get cooked is if you shove it into the sand, and there'll be sand covering all over, so then you're pushing the muktzah. Meiz is off, not shem, but yours is off of him, pnei shu, meiz is off of him, komo, is tilsa muktzah, imam is moving the muktzah. So Taisa says, we pass from Aloha that that's mutter, because that's called tilsa muktzah min atzad, the tzorot over a mutter. Why is he pushing the sand around? Because he's not, let's say if I have money on the table, the money is muktzah. Because it's like Eitz Mavon of Yoffa, it's not a Kli, and it's not the Odom, and it's not Ochla Mashke. So Kesh is a Mukta. Even though you can use money to buy a lot of things, can't buy happiness, but it can buy a lot of things, a lot of other things that can lead to happiness, but still, it's considered junk. It's considered like Eitz Mavon of Yoffa, it's a piece of junk. It doesn't have a Hishtamshis per se. So money is considered Mukta. So let's say I'm afraid, super is going to come in, someone's going to come in with sticky fingers and going to steal my money. I have $1 million bill, $1,000 bill on the table, I'm afraid he's going to steal it. So I want to hide the money. So if I'll take a Gemara, the Gemara is not Mukta. I'll take a Gemara and I'll push the money off like this. And then I'll kick the money with my feet to another room. So kicking with my feet, we assume there's no prohibition of tilta Mukta bigufa, only be yadai. What about over here? He is using the yadai. So that's called tilta Mukta minatzad. He's moving the Mukta be yadai, but without actually handling the Mukta. He's handling the Dabar Mutter, and thereby he's pushing it off like this. And the Mela, he's maybe not allowed to do that. Maybe he's not allowed to be Mishtamash Gemara. So let's say it's a Goyish book, a college book. Dr. Liam once gave a whole discussion on this. We're so convinced, based on the Rambam, that studying of secular studies is a chelik of Torah. So how come when a book falls down on the floor, how come we don't pick it up and kiss it? How come if you have a book upside down, it doesn't bother us, only if it's safer upside down? They gave some kind of a terror tip. I don't know. The Rambam makes such a statement. I said, Shver Rambam, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. He bops the Rambam over the head. He's not happy about that Rambam. Rambam says that this, that studying science is a chelik of Talmud Torah. That's called my separation. I don't know. We don't know if Pshat not Rambam. So let's say you have a Goyish book. Sure, it does have a Gemara. Now, it's not a Gemara to push off the money and not allow to even in the weekdays. But they have a Goyish book. So the book is that Mukta. So he's going to push it off. So that tilta Mukta and Atzah, but that's the Tzarek Dover Haaster. Tesis made a Chilek. Tesis had a steer between two Gemaras. It's the bottom Tesis on Mem Gimlam and Beis going over to the top of Mem Dalet and Aleph. So the Tesis Tzarem for the steer between the Gemaras. The Balamor also has the steer. And he says it's a machlekes hasugyas, what the din is. The Taisus says there is a machlekes hasugyas, but not these two. Taisus says these two are not a machlekes, and that's the accepted answer. What Taisus says, Rova Rishonim say like Taisus, not like the Balamor, that it depends if you do tilta mukta min atzad, are you doing in the tzarach davar hamuta or the tzarach davar ha'otzer? If the money is in the way on the table, you have guests are coming over, and they're going to see that I didn't prepare before Yontav. I left all the money on the table, so I'm embarrassed. I want to get the money off of the table. Or there's not enough room on the table. I have to get the money off of the table. I have to put plates on. There are coins all over the place, and everything is in the way, and everything is going to be tilted because of these coins. So if I want, let's start from the come, I want to get all of the coins off. Let's say I have a plate, or I'll have a book, or something, some secular book. And I'll push off, I'll hold the Adai in the Dabar Amutah. And I'll push off the Dabar Hosah. So that's tilta muktzah min atzad. It's not that I'm doing this. I'm not organizing the whole activity in order to protect my mukta. If it's a tzarach davar asa, then you're not allowed to. Then it's considered as if I did tilta mukta directly on the mukta b'yadayim. But since it's a tzarach davar mutter, then it's mutter. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The sabar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef holds shaloi kalocha, the tilta mukta min atzad, shmei tilta. Here he's taking the bait, so he's taking a raw egg from the refrigerator, shoving it into the sand, which is burning hot from the Sahara Desert. And because he shoves it into the sand, this is how he succeeds, the Shvil Shetitzla. That's how he succeeds in making it a hard-boiled egg, and making it into a roasted egg. So he's moving around the mukta. He's moving the bait, so the raw egg is not mukta. He's only handling the raw egg. And indirectly by handling, by pushing the raw egg into the sand is moving a little bit. His maize is offer, but he's doing it letzarach davar amutar because he wants the egg to get cooked. Not that he's interested in the sand. The text says, Allah on the mice, it's really mutar. Rabbi Yosef over here, Rabbi Yosef, and this Gemara is going shalak halacha. Rabbi Yosef thinks that tilsa muktam and atzad, letzarach davar hamutar, is also not allowed. So that's the second shot. Nachamol. Rabbi said that the reason why layat banana is because it's hatmana. Hatmana is hatmana. Layat banana is hatmana. Rabbi Yosef holds, how can it be hatmana? Hatmana is only on food that's cooked already. What are you going to ask it to do hatmana on raw food? No, on raw food you only have to worry about bishul. So if there's no bishul because it's told the sachama, so there's no forget about hatmana. So Rabbi Yosef has to give a different interpretation. Why Rabbi Yosef is more layat banana? He says, not an isur hatmana, it's an isur of mezuz offer. So Rashi's girsa was, shema yozuz offer mumkom. We're afraid he may not have enough granulated sand, and he may start moving around off of mumkom. The Rabbi Natam had a different girsa, not gzera shema yozuz, but rather because he is, mepnei shemezuz offer mumkom. And he learned that it's not that it's a chashash of chofer, of choresh, but rather that it's tilta mukta, and even though it's tilta mukta menatzad, it's tarft over hamutter. And we would pass the halacha that it's mutar based on the Tesis Leidim and Gimel and Dalet. Rabbi Yosef goes shaloi kalach. Then Tesis says the Yod Meforish Rabbein Tam the Seif Ayosher. He says if you look from the Seif Ayosher, Rabbein Tam has another pshat based on his girsa, still not like Rashi's girsa, not Shema Yosef is off of Mimkoma, but rather Mipnei Shemez is off of Mimkoma. But instead of, because he's not happy to say that Rabbi Yosef is shaloi kalach, Rabbi Yosef holds that. We pass on Allah that it's mutter. He just made the Rabbi Yosef. He took Rabbi Yosef. He made him shaloi kalacha. So he gives a different shot. When you take the egg and you shove it into the sand, that already is a violation of chorish. You don't have to say shema yozuz ofem mekomo like Rashi's girsa. He made du charisha. Not he may do harisha. This is, he is doing kafir. He's shoving the raw egg into the sand, and he's making a hole over here. So this is mamish chofer guma. I said, why does Rabbi not agree? Why does Rabbi have to come up to a zeresh emiyak? Why does Rabbi have to say it's hatmana? Because if it's in bed, a leaf banana is hatmana. He likes the word hatmana. But if that's what he's doing, is taking a raw egg and pushing it in. Isn't that outright a violation of chofer? So Tosis says, V'yesh Leimah, the last two lines of this Tosis from Nesha Mezes. Why doesn't Rabbi agree to Rabbi Yosef? Why Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree to Rabbi? So that's the last line on the dot, Tosis says. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi, holds that there's no prohibition of hatmone on raw food. When you're dealing with raw food, you have to judge, is it bishul, is it not bishul? Once it's not bishul, you don't have to worry about hatmone. But why does Rabbi not agree to Rabbi Yosef? So according to the first pshat Rashi, he may do charisha. You have to be paranoid. He's worrying he's going to do charisha in the future. So don't worry. So Rabbi holds it doesn't make sense to worry. According to the Rabbi in Tam's first pshat, it's Mazes off and come right now, he's moving mukta. Yeah, but we pass on aloha that's mutta, that's tilta mukta man atzad, let's talk to Avra mutta, is mutta. So Rabbi Yosef is shaloi kaloha, Rabbi is good, tilta mukta man atzad is mutta. And he pointed a third shot, that it's not that he's doing tilta mukta, he's doing charisha mamish. He takes the raw egg and he shoves it into the sand, and by shoving it in, he makes a guma. So how can anybody disagree? How could Rabbi disagree and say that that's not the reason why it's usher? So Tosis answers on the last line, the last two lines in this Tosis, and they should make Viyesh Leimah. The Rabbi said, "Loshach Guma l'kishenot al biyada ben ofer v'nisham makam in aguma." Avol nitzas beitzel loshach Guma l'pshein and ikeres. I made a guma by shoving something else in, and the guma is plugged up. If when I'll take it out, that'll be ashvuyi guma. But by just pushing it in, the Mishnah sounds like it says loyat penena. Putting in the egg is already a violation of something. So that's what the Rabbi Natam explains, that Rav Yosef holds that that's already a violation of Asiyas Guma. Teisha Mezes of Hamakom, he just did Chofer. Rabbi says, what kind of Chofer? It's not going to be Chofer till he'll take out the egg. If he takes it out, then he'll be left with that empty hole. That's called Chofer. But pushing in the thing, he's just moving everything around a little bit. There is no Guma. Nitzis Beitel, Lashakum, Lefishen, and he carries. The Guma is filled up. It's not called the Guma. So these are the three, the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. What's the reason why even Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, who thinks that Bishul betol the Sacham is het the Gomer, even the Rabbanon, why does he agree Leah Tonen and Bechol of Abak Drochim? So there was a Machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And there were three Girsas, the three Pshatim, in what Rabbi Yosef said. Shema Yazid Zafar, Mimtation, Mez Zafar, in two versions, the Rabbin and Tam and Seifa Yosha. What does it mean, Mimtation, Mez Zafar, Mimkomer? Okay, now we're up to the next line in the Mishnah. Mishnah tells about these Balabatim who lived in the community of Tveria. They had a practice. Somehow they had a pipe with cold water. Either the pipe went through the hot water or something. And the Chachamim told them that they're not allowed to drink the water. Or they're not allowed to use the water to bathe or to wash their dishes, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Sure. To drink the water on Yom Tov, that's okay, because you're permitted to cook water on Yom Tov in order to drink it, so that's not a problem. But to use the water on Yom Tov, to bathe with it, on Shabbos to drink, sure, to wash the dishes, so that's what the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. The Gemara has a Shaila, do we paskin like Anshei Tveria, or do we not pass like Anshei Tveria? What are you talking about, passing like Anshei Tveria? They were Balabatim. The Rabbanim told them that they're doing wrong. It's not a Machloek Yisatan, right? The din is like the Rabbanim, that the practice of Anshei Tveria is not permissible. The question is, what exactly did they do, and why is it forbidden? So the Tosfos Lamed Ches on the base, going over to Lamed Ches and Aleph, has three interpretations. So the first interpretation in Tosfos, and the two versions in Tosfos are based on a Gemara. The Gemara itself has two versions, but Tosfos took the two versions and made them into three. Okay. So what are the three pshatim that Tosfos has? So the first pshat in Tosfos is Mibod Yom Heviyu, Dein Shemisa Klal Bahavor. If you set up a system on Erev Shabbos and a Malacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos, that's at the Gomer. So there's nothing problematic with the practice of the Anshei Tveria. They had a system where the cold water got heated up by the hot water. What they did is muta legamrei. But the Tanoim told them, the Rabbanim in Tveria told them, they're not allowed to drink the water. Asurim berechitzo b'shtiyo. Asurim berechitzo b'shtiyo. They're not allowed to be nana from it. So this Isser, Asur Mechitza B'shtir, is not because of Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Hamavashal B'Shabbos is a penalty in the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to get Hanoe from the Malacha that you did, that you weren't allowed to do. But here Tesha says this is all Hefta Gomer. Ein Shomisa B'Havor. They set up the system on Erev Shabbos, then the Malacha began on Erev Shabbos, is going to continue into Shabbos. That's not a problem. As it says the Perikama, in the first Perikama of Shabbos in the Mishnah, you can set up a system where the water is going to water the whole lawn. All of Shabbos begins on Erev Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos. So that's permissible. So when the Mishnah says Asurim Berechitza Vishtiya, that's an Ugzeira. You're not allowed to drink it. You're not allowed to use it. Today, it's Ugzeira Shema Yarvim B'Shabbos. Lest you'll mix it on Shabbos. So they made up Sanduista. You're not allowed to drink it, and you're not allowed to bathe in this water. And if he does on a Shabbos, it'll be an Issa Bishul on the hot water. So it's really problematic. The Poshib Shat in the Mishnah sounds like Omelem Chachamim, we penalize you because you did Dover HaAsur. So just like Hamavashal B'Shabbos L'Yoichal, here, since you made a system, you set up a system that's forbidden, so we penalize you that you're not allowed to get on. But according to the first Pshat in Tosfos, Ein Issa Bahavor. They didn't do anything wrong. So what are we penalizing? We're not penalizing them. It's a separate gzera. It has nothing to do with the din of Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Hamavashal B'Shabbos, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Lav Davke Mirashal, means someone who did any malacha. He turned on a light on Shabbos. He's not allowed to be nana by reading Liara and there. The person made a ramp in order to get off of a boat. The Jew made a ramp. So he's not allowed to get on or from that. So that's a general din, one who did a malacha. But here, according to the first Pshat in Tosfos, what they did was Heta Gomer, Ein Shem Issa Bahavor, Ein Shem Issa Klal Bahavor, and it's just a Psadin, you're not allowed to get an off from, you're not allowed to get an off from the result that you brought about. It's a questionable Pshat. The simple Pshat means the Yasid getting an off because it's a Mirashal B'Shabbos, getting an off from the Malachas. So that's what Tosfos says in another Pshat. Him or Yinim Beforshim, the Basil and Hoibon Kovim, it was the cold water that went through the pipe. And there was burning hot chamitveria, and the chamitveria was too hot to bathe in. And when the people were interested in bathing in the chamitveria, the Mishnah, the Gemara had earlier that there was a stage, there was an early stage at which time bishul b'chamit, bathing in chamitveria was mutter. And then in a later generation, they asked bathing in chamitveria. Then they repealed it, and they made it mutter again, because but where was that Gemara? Later. Memamaralf, that's later. Yeah, we didn't get to it yet. Memamaralf on the bottom. He must have done with three stations. But then later, he killed them Chamitveri. The Zebim Kamamel. First it was Mutta, then they asked it, then they saw it's too much, then they were Matur it again. So the. So the Mishnah is talking at a time, either the original stage or the third stage. Mishnah is talking at a time that you're permitted to bathe in the Chametzvah, but Chametzvah, you're burning hot. It's too hot for people to bathe in. So they used to open up the pipe with the cold water, that the cold water should cool off a little bit the burning hot water. Yeah, but when you're cooling up the burning hot water, you're causing the cold water to get cooked. You're cooking the cold water in Chametzvah, you know. So that's an Issa de Rabbana. That's the Gemara has a machlokes satanayim. But the Chametzveria are called Toldos HaChama or Toldos HaEish. If it's Toldos HaEish, then it's Bishul de Rais. If it's only Toldos HaChama, then it's Bishul de Rabbana. Okay. So the Tosfos says, Vim Ha'yidim Mefarshim, if we'll say a second shot, the Basil and Ha'yibon Ekovim, K'shoi Rochtim Meshabbos, when they used to bathe in the Chametzveria on Shabbos, at a time that it was permissible, either the first stage, or the third stage, how you post them on a kovim, they would open up the holes. And Mesarv Matzah and Mechamin, in order to take out the burning, it was burning hot, so in order to cool it off a little bit, then have Yasi Shabbat made the Hashlek Alechad Gzeirat Chamehur. So what's the pshat? What did the Chachamim prohibit? That you're not allowed to do Bishul. This told us Chama. By opening up the seal and opening up the pipe and having the cold water come in, to cool off the hot water, you're heating up the cold water. You're not pouring in so much cold water that everything is lukewarm. No, you're putting in so much cold water that it's instead of being Yad Nichlis, it's going to be Yad Taledesbo. But you're causing the cold water to become Yad Taledesbo. So that's Bishul, the Tolda Sachama. It's Bishul the Chametveria, which we assume La'aloch is Tolda Sachama. So that's the second shot in place. Ach, the Gemara medam lola hatmona mebod yom. However, Tosfos says the Gemara. At what point the two lashonis in the Gemara, the bottom of lam tazim and up. So Tosfos says, but if you look in the Gemara, you see a third pshat, not the first pshat and not the second pshat. It's the third pshat that the Gemara considers this a form of hatmona. What kind of a hatmona? So Tosfos says the hatmona must be that they're not going to bathe in the chamitveri. What is Tosfos saying? Out of their smell. They're not bathing in the Chametzveria. The cold water in the Silon is surrounded with the burning hot water in the Chametzveria. So they set up a system on Erev Shabbos that the cold water should go in a pipe that's surrounded all around and around with the burning hot water, and the cold water gets burning hot. So Tosfos says that that's Hatzmona on Erev Shabbos, the Dover Hamoisiv Hevel, that you're not allowed to do such atmana. And then the Tanaim said, even B'rievet it's Osir, the penalty of Hamavashal B'Shabbos doesn't only apply in a case where someone violated the Malacha Deraisa, even if you only violated a Malacha Derabbanan, even if you only violated Hatmana, it's not even a Malacha Derabbanan. He just set up a system on Erev Shabbos, he did Hatmana B'Dover Hamoisiv Hevel B'Bod Yom. So Dover Hamoisiv Hevel, Hatmana is a Gzeira. So the, even though the, all he violated was a gzeira of hatmona, that's the mission that you're not allowed to get hanoah from. So that's how the Gemara reads on the top line on Lamentes on the base. Ma'aseh shosa anshi tver v'yasri lo abonon botla hatmona v'dabra ma'aseh helva. What do you mean botla hatmona? Even with the evidence of that you're not allowed to do atmanah mibod yom, that's mishnayis, that's the whole parish. But I'm not telling you, you're not allowed to do atmanah mibod yom. But this mishnah tells me a chiddush. If you violated the issur de rabbanon of doing atmanah mibod yom, mosav hevel mibod yom, it's also even b'dieved to be nena from it. That's the Tesis quotes on the top of Lamed Tes on the base, the top Tesis. What's shot in that line, the top line of the money? Maisa shows on Shitzveri, Asa the Rabbanon, but Lavman of Dabra Maisa Tevel, Afil and Bodyom. What do you need a Mishnah for? It's a Mishnah later. Hatman of the Arab Shabbos, but Dabra Maisa Tevel is also. So that's the Tesis gives different suggestions. So one of the suggestions is, Rabbi Nishmum Li Vardam of Forish, Maisa shows on Shitzveri, but Lavman means, it's also Afil Alecho. Not that you're not allowed to do Hatman in Bodyom, but Dabra Maisa Tevel. That's the Mishnah by Metomni. But there it doesn't say that he ever that there's a penalty. This is a chiddush in our Mishnah. Even though he neither violated the Malacha Deraisa, nor did he violate the Malacha Midrabbanan. He just set up a system whereby there's going to take place Hatmana Midrabba Hamoisiv Hevel. So even with the ever, you're not allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to drink the water, you're not allowed to bathe in such water. So those are the three pshatim that test gives on the Maisa Banshe Tveri. Other hatmanas other than food. I think all the hatmanas are usually food. Everything is food. Yeah. That's what you see from our Mishnah. This is the only source. That's what the only source you see from the that they violated hatmana. That's the Mishnah later says they violated hatmana. But here it says, in the chamin you're not allowed to drink it, you're not allowed to do rechitza. So this Mishnah tells you, whenever you violated hatmana, the food is also even with the other. The food or the water is also a feel of the other. And the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that also involved in the Machlokes HaTanaim here is whether Chami Tveria are considered Toldos HaEish or Toldos HaChama. Question: a machlekes in science, a machlekes in mitzvahs, not a machlekes in halacha. What makes the chamei tveria hot? If it's chalfi apischa di gehenim, if it goes by some real fire, then it calls toldos aish mamish. Toldos urhu, the chalfi apischa di gehenim. If the water is heated up by some fire, by some flame. Or it's heated up, let's say, by the molten lead in the center of the earth. So the heart, that molten lead is glowing. That should be also dinikesh. So the water should be considered bishul betoldas aish. Should be bishul be'esh or bishul betoldas aish. And the chachamim say no. The rabbanah hold that the chamit tveria is toldas acham. Somehow it's naturally hot. It's not because it passes by something that's burning hot. What is Rabbi Kidega mitzayin you to a Tesis in Chulin? Tesis in Chulin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph is commenting on the Gemara. The Gemara has a distinction between Shchin and Mikvah. There's a din of Neger Tzaras on the Guf Adam, and then there's a din of Neger Tzaras on Makam Seir, that's called Netzek. And then the two dinim of Shechina Mikvah. Shechina Mikvah are only needed in Shavu Echad. Instead of having 2 weeks, you only have 1 week. At the end of the 1 week, you have to resolve it either one way or the other. You don't keep on dragging on and on forever. So what's the difference between Shechina Mikvah? A negatraz develops on the spot, on the skin, on the surface of the skin, where there was either previously a shin, or previously there was a michva. So the Gemara says that a michva is because of aish. Let's say the guy had a burning hot fork, a burning hot knife touched the skin, and he has a burnt mark over there, then a negatraz developed on top of that michva. And a shin means that it's not told to say. So the Gemara gives there an example. And the Gemara says that a shin and a michva are not mitzar from zem zeh. The exact same halach is, why do you have a separate parsha for shin, separate parsha for michva? That you have to have a kigris of one or the other. If you have a chatzi gris of shin next to a chatzi gris of michva, and you have a negatraz, a full gris. But half of it is on a makam shin, half is on a makam michva, so they're not mitzar from yachet. So the Gemara says there, on the afchesim and aleph, after quoting these Mishnahs, the Shechin and Michva are not mitzarfin. So the Gemara says, and what about Chamik Tveria? So the Gemara says, if Chamik Tveria spilled on his skin and it left a mark, it burnt him, and then he develops a negative tzaras on top of that, that's called Shechin, that's not called Michva, because Chamik Tveria is not told to say. So simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it depends on this machlegs of Yasin Nechachamim over here. Machlegs and machlegs and mitzvahs. What causes the Chametz Tveria to be burning hot? The Chachamim hold that it's caused to be burning hot because Chafei Al Pizkei D'Gehenim. They hold that the Chametz Tveria is told to say. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Chametz Tveria is told to Sachama. It's naturally hot. The Tesis says that Bechari, that Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches, that says that if someone got burned, the skin, the surface of the skin got burned, because of Chametz Tveria, that has the same status as Shin, doesn't have the same din as Michva. So they say, Lachar, that should depend on this Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon, whether Chametz Tveria is Chametz HaEish or not. Then Epstasis is noted that it's not so. They say that even if you should hold the Chafi HaPischa Gehenim, like the Chachamim hold in Agamar in the last line, Alam Tesim and Aleph, Chalfi Apischa Degen makes it that for Shabbos purposes it's called Toldos Eish. But to say that therefore it's called Michva, a Michva Eish, they think that not. Since it's not so noticeable, it's not so conspicuous, not everybody realizes that the Chametz Tveria is heated up by the Pischa Shogen, and so Tesha says everyone would agree that it has, that it should have the din of a Shechin as opposed to a Michva. That's what Taisa suggests. A little Taisa in Chulin. That's what Rabbi Kedegar is not scientific.
Isn't that too much?
They should not be related, but still the Gemara says there, yeah, what's the difference between Shechin and Michva? So the Gemara says the difference is that Michva, his skin is burnt because of Eisha, Taldas Eisha. Shechin is because of a sickness. And then the Gemara says something other than Eisha Taldas Eisha. Then the Gemara says the Chametz Tveria is something other than Eisha Taldas Eisha. They say, shouldn't extend on this Machlokes HaTanaim? That's by definition, that's the difference between Shechin and Michva. You can't learn out one from the other, but if the guiding principle is the same, then if it depends on Eisha Taldas Eisha to be called the Michva, so shouldn't it depend on the Machlokes and Agamar? So Taisa says no. You don't have to have the same guiding principle by Shabbos as by Tumah V'Tahor. By Shabbos we would say Chalfi HaPischa D'Gehenim is enough to label the Chametz Tveria as Tol D'Seish. And for Nesek purposes, for Tzaras purposes, we would not label it as a Tol D'Seish. Then the Gemara gets involved in the Gzeiras HaBalonim. The Gemara says, "Acham and Shuruchmu b'Yomtov, Acham and Shuruchmu b'Shabbos." Have a Gzeira the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to bathe in them. Yeah. According to the first pshat in Tosfos and the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Rishon she'anshei Tveria, they did nothing wrong. According to the first pshat, Ein Shemisa Klal Ba'avor. And nonetheless, you're not allowed to use it for rechitza purposes. That's the Gzeiras HaBalonim. What's the Balonim are the bathhouse attendants. The bathhouse attendants were not so intelligent, I imagine. They weren't so learned, they weren't so observant, and so on. If they'd be more observant, more intelligent, more learned, they would have gotten a better job. What are they doing to be a sanitation man, to be the super, the cleaning man, in a mikveh, in a bathhouse? So Mustama, they weren't so religious. So they made Gzeres Habalonim because they saw these guys used to heat up the water on Shabbos, and they used to say it was heated up from Er Shabbos, and they weren't so Shomer Shabbos. Look, they said it cost much more money to leave on the fire from before Shabbos. The people want to come in on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Shudas time, and take a warm bath before they started the whole Gzeres. So why should the guy know that Friday night they're going to go to a Shia? They're not going to come to the bathhouse. And Shabbos morning going to davening. They're only going to come Shabbos Shudas time. So why should he have the fire burning and consume so much fuel from Erev Shabbos? He'll extinguish the flame on Erev Shabbos after everybody finishes using the mikveh. Then he'll make the fire again on Shabbos. He's not so medaktik in mitzvahs. So that's why they made Gzeres Rabbanan, Gzeres Habalonim, that what? That even if it's true what he's saying, even if you know that it's true, he's still not allowed to do Rechitza B'cham. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, how far the Gzeres Habalonim goes. So one time it says, Dear Reb Meir, lo yishtatef anem kol gufa, bein mechamed, bein betzeinim. He says, you're not even allowed to take a cold shower. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, even a cold shower is awesome. So that we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion. We pass on like the shita that bechamed also betzeinim muta. We pass on like Reb Yehuda. Chleg zamei Reb Yehuda, halachik Reb Yehuda. Meir v'Reb Yehuda halacha k'Reb Yehuda that they never made the gzeira on lihishtatef b'tzaynim. In Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham quotes a Mordechai who records the meaning of the Bali Atosis that they would not take a cold shower, a cold bath on Shabbos. Is it really that the choshish for Reb Meir shita? Not so much, because they came up with a new chashash. So a new chashash that he may squeeze out the water from his hair, and he may walk with the water dalet ames in a karmelis when it comes out of this. Let's say he's going to be swimming in a river. He may come out of the river and he has a lot of. Well, if you have a little bit of water on your body, that's not called hoitzah, but he may have an awful lot, an extra amount of water on his body, and then he may walk dalet ames in the karmelis. So it'll be a violation of hoitzah. They made a new minig in the days of the Rishonim. The Balei HaTos invented a new minig, not to bathe b'tzaynim. Not that they're choshish Reb Meir shita. It does make sense. It was om de l'minyan. They're not choshish Reb Meir, but rather psanu chashash. They felt that there was a yiridus hadoros, and in their generation, they're afraid people will squeeze out the air, or people may carry. So that's what we mentioned, that the Shmir Shabbos Kachosik quotes the later poskim from the late 1800s who say that Bizman Azeh, that it's common that people shower much more often than in Bizman HaGemara. The days of, forget about Bizman HaGemara, the days of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. They would take a bath once a year. And all year long, their body would smell awful, so they would pour perfume on the body. They kept on pouring more perfume, in order that the body odor wouldn't drop dead from the body odor. They really took a bath, and it's only after Whitney invented the cotton gin and they made cotton underwear that they started bathing so much. So in the late 1800s, when the people started bathing much more often, and you're going to have 3 days in a row, and people are going to be all perspired, they're not going to have 3 days in a row, Simchas Torah. The person goes to Hakof in Simchas Torah in Yeshiva, so he's all perspired through and through, everything is all full of perspiration. So how's he going to wear the same clothes or wear different underwear? But he's going to be all itchy. He's going to be all... So the Achranim were Mekel on the Minig. When that Mekel on the Yisra, the Rabbana Mekel on the Minig. The Minig, Shalom, the Shtatet, Bitzainen. So if the person is really annoyed with the perspiration, so then they're Mekel on that. So that's a Shaila. What if he feels very uncomfortable taking a cold shower? He would like to take a warm shower. Is there any way to be matir a warm shower? So we have the Mishnah from Beitza, Daf Kofalif on the base, quoted on Lamentes on the base. Machlek is Bishami Bisil. So Bishami say, Layechem Banu Chamele Raglov. You're not allowed to heat up water on Yontif. You're permitted to heat up water in order to drink it. That's a Chal Nevesh. But you're not allowed to heat up water to wash pun of Yodav Raglov. You're not allowed to turn on the hot water on Yom Tov to wash off your face. That you just wake up in the morning, your face is all sticky, so you want to turn on the warm water on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're doing Bishul. But on Yom Tov, Bishul is Mutar L'Tor HaEchal Nefesh. So Beis Shammai say that's only Echal Nefesh. This is not called Echal Nefesh. And Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel say you're permitted to cook cold water, even though you don't plan to drink it at all. It's not shach to drink it. It's not roi lachila. You're just going to use this water to wash pan of yada viraglo. But that's only pan of yada viraglo. But to wash kol gufo, even Beis Hillel would agree that you're not allowed to. That's the Gemara made a contrast. Beis Hillel matirim is only pan of yada viraglo. What Beis Shammai said is also raglov. So Beis Hillel allow raglov, and they would allow pan of yada viraglo. It's miut aguf, but to bathe rov aguf, even the Beis Hillel agree that you're not allowed to. So that's the shaila. Why the Beis Hillel prohibit? What's the difference between cooking up water to wash pan yada v'raglav, or cooking up water to wash kol aguf? Why should there be a difference between one and the other? That's what Taisa talks about. Besilu matirim. Allah matasam beizim ramasa. Besilu matirim. Mashma dafke liraglov. Pan of yada viraglov is mutter. I would talk al gufu la v'chei mashma kul d'shmaid. Machmirim v'cham shilchum yonda. Why? Why is it asa? Taisa comes up with a chidish. The rechitz is kal aguf. He's ene ele le tayinik v'asir kama mugma. The omad b'ksu b'tav zayin. The omad shenu shabu l'chol nefesh is asa. So Tesis comes up with Chiddush. They say that to heat up water in order to wash pan of yada v'raglav, that's tzarach hayom tzav. That's okay. It's not echal nefesh, but tzarach hayom tzav. That's mitoch shuuta bishul tzarach echal nefesh. What the name is tzarach hayom tzav? But that tzarach hayom tzav has to be a tzarach hashav adav hashav lechal nefesh. But to take a bath the entire body, the Tesis claims that that's considered davish ena shav lechal nefesh. It's only for mefunokin. It's only l'tainik bi'alma and not l'brius. The doctors would not recommend that everyone should take a shower all the time. It's enough to wash your face. That's what Taisa says. Ramban says he never heard of such a thing. That taking a bath is l'tainik bi'alma. Of course it's a davar shalom ha'nevish. It's l'brius ha'guf in order to remain healthy. So maybe the Balei HaTosfos would agree that b'zman hazeh Rechitzas kol aguf is considered the davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Maybe it's not as that they would agree, but they're interpreting at least that bizman ha-mishnah, when this mishnah was written to cook up water for the purpose of bathing, rechitzas kol aguf would not be allowed. Pashto says that would constitute an isa deraisa, because that's davar shein shavu l'chol nefesh. Same as using mugmar. Mugmar is Mishnayis and Gemaris and Brachas. They used to have a practice after they would finish benching, so they would, someone, on the weekdays, so someone would bring a tray with coals, burning hot coals, and then someone else would throw some incense on the burning hot coals and burn it, and then everybody would smell this fragrant aroma, and one person would say a bracha and be moiti everybody. So then the Mishnah says, Amascha the mitzvah, omum lo gemar. Whoever was chosen to recite Mizuman, to bench Mizuman, so he has the schulis, he has the first crack at saying the bracha on the mugmar, and everybody gets with his bracha. He's mostly everybody with the bracha of Bari Mini Psovi. So the Gemara says in Silbis of Zainam and Aleph that you're not allowed to burn mugmar on Yontif. Because the Pesuk says, Achashiach l'chol nefesh, hu levada yasa l'chem, so l'chol nefesh means davar shava l'chol nefesh. But mugmar is only for the mefunokim. So that's the question, what does that mean? It depends how many people enjoy the activity. How many people enjoy it? The Tosfos says it doesn't depend on that. Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua points out the Loshon of Tosfos. Tosfos says that mugmer is only tainik bi'alma, as opposed to washing panav ragdo, that's l'briyus aguf. Whatever is done because it's healthy, so that's called eichal nefesh. And whatever is done only l'tainik, that's called dov sheni shav l'chol nefesh. So it really shouldn't depend, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, it really shouldn't depend how many people are involved in this activity. Pnei Yeshua raises the issue about smoking on Yom Tov. Is it permissible to smoke? He says rogue people in his during his lifetime, rogue people did not smoke. So because rogue people did not smoke, that's why it's Jav Shenu Shavu Chol Nefesh. He says no, but the doctors say that it's very healthy to smoke, that it helps you digest your food. It's a different kind of smoking. It wasn't cigarettes or cigars, some kind of a back pie or something, a pipe that they smoke. So he says since the doctors say that it's very healthy, even though way less than 50% of the population uses this healthy practice, that's called labrius, and that's called dav hashav l'chol nefesh. Dav hashav l'chol nefesh means whatever is only l'tainik b'yalma. Yeah. That's an important definition that Tosfos gives. The Gemara there in Sukkos is, let's say a person is going to shecht a deer on Yom Tov, and is going to cook it. Only wealthy people can afford a deer or a goose, cooked goose or a duck. It's expensive, it's a delicacy. So only the wealthy people eat goose, a duck, a deer, this kind of stuff. So the Gemara says, would you consider that dovish and shavu on that? The Gemara says, yeah, food is food. If only other people would be wealthy, they would also enjoy it. That's a matter of taste. So what do you mean? That's what Tosfos learned in the Gemara. It doesn't depend whether more than 50% or less than 50%, ruba kukuloi, dava shav l'chol nefesh, l'chol nefesh ruba kukula. No, whatever is l'briyus is called l'chol nefesh. Whatever is l'tainik d'alma is us. So even if, let's say, bismanazah, everybody smokes. Imagine everybody smokes bismanazah, but the Surgeon General says that it's absolutely not healthy. Not only not healthy, it's unhealthy. So then it would be an issue deraisa to smoke on Yom Tov. That's a kasha. Why? How can you have a din of dav hashem shav l'chol nefesh? It should always be mutter because of mitzvah. But that's the pasuk we have. It has to be dav hashem l'chol nefesh. If it's not shav l'chol nefesh, it's not mutter. That's what the Nesivus left in his tzavor. He wrote in his tzavor that he mitam kibarav, he prohibits all of his descendants from smoking on the first day Yom Tov. So the second day Yom Tov, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, whatever he says, okay. But on the first day Yom Tov, deraisa, he says, mitam kibarav, he doesn't want any of his descendants to smoke. Because he's concerned about this issue of dav hashem shav l'chol nefesh. He's talking about the smoking. He was a little after the Pnei Yeshua. So he's talking about the other kind of smoking. I don't think he's talking about cigars and cigarettes. But by yes, l'chor for sure, it's a dav hashem shav l'chol nefesh. Probably. Any malacha? Why should it only be havar?
I'm just looking. Whether it's healthy or not, however, like it's most, like, I think that's accepted by Shabbat. Like I said, Rebbe, I mentioned.
So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. He says it doesn't depend. He doesn't think that it depends how many people enjoy it. It depends whether it's labrius or it's only latinus. So he says whatever is only latinus, not labrius, is also on Yom Tov. He's not allowed to do a malach. So the smoking that we have today for sure is not labrius. It's only latinus. So that should not be allowed. That should be an isa deraisa according to this text.
What about like junk food?
Junk food. It means cooking junk food. Okay, eating. I don't know. Maybe taka not allowed. I don't know. You know, are you only allowed to cook real normal food? What's an example of people will cook junk food? Make popcorn. Popcorn is not healthy? Cake. Some of it depends how much you eat. If you eat a lot of cake, some of that is unhealthy. Eat a little bit is not unhealthy, a little not. Anyway, Nachum, I'll getting back. So the Tosfos points out, the Rishonim point out, they still matir mashma davke parim yarav raglav tzarach kol guf and not allowed to. Shad is why? Why is it also? Why shouldn't it be mutter mitam mitoch and mitam oichal nefesh mamish? That's a machlekes. That's a long Rashba in Maseches Beitza on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that according to Beis Ilo, you're allowed to heat up the water to wash panav yarav raglav. And according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. And Mishami say, no, you're only allowed to burn logs in order to cook food. If it's not a shaila of cooking food, there's no heter to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. You got a problem, so wear another sweater. But there's no heter for you to do a malacha on Yom Tov. So the shaila we pass like the silo, why did the silo say it's permissible? So the Rashba has a long aricha. So he quotes the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is there in the Mishnah and Beitzah, as well as in the Mishnah and Torah says that all hanoas aguf is considered oichal nefesh mamish. And the Rashba has a long aricha. So he suggests that maybe it's not oichal nefesh, maybe it's mitoch. The same machloek is b'shame b'sila. You're allowed to carry a lulav to shul on Yom Tov. You're allowed to carry a talis to shul on Yom Tov. Are you having a bris on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to carry the baby to shul on Yom Tov? So Beis Hillel say mitoch any malacha that's muta for echal nefesh purposes is also muta for tzorach hayom tzas. So that's mitoch. So they're the ones who say you're allowed to cook up water to wash pan yod v'raglov, and you're allowed to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. And he says in the Rambam holds no that this is not mitoch, this is echal nefesh mamish. What's the difference whether you label it as mitoch or label it as echal nefesh mamish? In either event, it's mutter. So he suggested there may be such a long Rashba, and there's no nafkemina la'alacha. He said, according to some Rishonim, according to the Raida quoted by the Shittim and Kubetzes, and the first Perek in Ksubis, there'll be a nafkemina, what if it's Efshel La'asos Nevod Yom? The Raida holds like this, is that an echal nefesh mamish, even if it's Efshel La'asos Nevod Yom, you're permitted to do it on Yom Tov. In a Torah, it's permissible. But the Rabbanon, sometimes they prohibit it. Any food that you could have easily cooked on Erev Yom Tov and it would have tasted just the same, so then Rashi Shita is that midrabbanan. Pashim Shat and Rashi midrabbanan, you're not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov, you have to do Ayde Shino. But what if it's Tzorcha Yom Tzaz, what if it's only Mitoch? So then the Raivin holds, that's also an Atar to do on Yom Tov. Just like in Machshirin, the Gemara distinguishes between Efshel La'asos Mevod Yom and the Efshel La'asos Mevod Yom. So the Raivin holds that Mitoch is also based on the same Pasuk. Lochem, lochem, lochol tarchechem, and mitoch also has the same restriction, the same limitation. Hu levado, ach levado. It has the same miut, depending whether it's efshel la'asos mevod yom or not. So that's a machlokes harishonim. Why did Beis Hillel permit you to heat the water to wash pani yad v'ragla, but to burn the logs to keep the body warm? Is that because they hold that it's echal nefesh mamish, or because they hold that it's but to heat up water to wash kol aguf, that's mashma that's asa. Why is it asa? So our taisa says that's called davar she'ena shavah l'chol nefesh. And the
davar shavah l'chol nefesh for l'chol nefesh mamish, or just for mitoch?
Probably only for mitoch. You probably don't need for l'chol nefesh mamish.
Isn't that the nafkamina in the Rashba?
Could be. Could be. That should be the Nafkin. If you hold that it's Echal Nefesh Mamish, so then Tesis wouldn't be able to say that it's Dovah Shenish Shavah Bakol. Could be. Could be. Maybe that's why he disagreed. But he doesn't hold with the Rambam. The Rashba doesn't hold. You can't say that's the reason why the Rashba disagrees with the Tesis. He happens not to agree with the Rambam. He holds that it's only based on mitoch. But he holds that it's not true that it's davar she'ena shavah l'chol nefesh. He holds that metzias is not true. He holds it was never true. He holds that bizman ha'tanayim was also davar shavah l'chol nefesh. Everybody bathes the whole body for refuah purposes, to keep healthy. It's not only the tiny b'alma.
Also, this is a case by junk food. So I'm saying if you're mamish cooking it, that's l'chol nefesh mamish.
We shouldn't apply the restriction. That could be. Could be. Okay. So Nachma, so Taisa just wrap up for now. So Taisa says that to cook water for Rechitzas Kol Aguf, Taisa claims is an Issa deraisa because of Dav Shem Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, which is highly questionable. Okay. Highly questionable in fact, highly questionable in halacha, whether the halacha is correct. Okay. And the Ramban and the Rashba give a different explanation. They say the reason why Beis Hillel don't allow you to cook the water for Rechitzas Kol Aguf is because of a Gzeiras HaBalonim. But if it's Mutam and Ator, what kind of Gzeiras HaBalonim? So they say no. Since on Shabbos they made a Gzeiras HaBalonim, so they introduced the Gzeiras HaBalonim on Yom Tov Otu Shabbos. On the level of Malachas, so there are Malachas that are also on Shabbos Mutam and Ator because it's Malachas Echal Nefesh. But whatever is a Gzeira on Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov, even if it doesn't make any sense. Even though the Tamak Zera doesn't apply at all on Yom Tov. So where'd they get that from? So we showed that to Gemara in Beitza. By the Tfilas Kelim, the city of Tfilas Kelim. Gemara gives a reason why not let the Tevil Kelim on Shabbos. The Rabbi says, Gzeri Sheni Abi Renu. So the Gemara says, so let it be Mutar on Yontif. So he says, Gzeri Yontif at the Shabbos. You never say Yontif at the Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook food on Yontif. Gzeri Yontif at the Shabbos. The answer is no, that's in the area of Malachas. The Malachas on Shabbos are Ross, and Malachas on Yontif are Mutar, the Tzarech HaChonavish. But if you're talking about a Gzeri, so then the Gemara seems to say that whatever Gzeri they introduced on Shabbos, they introduced on Yontif. Even though the Tamak Gzeri doesn't apply at all on Yontif. That's what the Ramban says over here by the Gzeris HaBalonim, that you're not allowed to heat up water for the purpose of Rechitzas Kol HaGuf because of the Gzeris HaBalonim, not because of Dabu Shein HaShavu L'Chomer.
They made
the
Gzeris then?
Yes. And they made the Gzeris for Shabbos. They made the Gzeris, extended it to Yom Tov as well. So, and that's what the Taisis does make me with. Okay?